Are you going to do one set throughout the shows, or are you going to keep changing it and tinkering with it?
We're going to change it a lot, yeah. I think. We did talk about having it slightly different, you know, for a Sunday to a Saturday, but yeah. I don't know, we've got a set for tomorrow. We've got loads of songs that we're not playing, but we can, you know, swap around a bit.
So. Yeah,
yeah.
We've got the ones we think people want to hear the most. So, like, there's three off the first album, and there's a couple off cast, and then there's lots of floaters that perhaps only 10% of the audience will really, really know and love and appreciate, but they won't have heard it for 10, 15 years.
Does the same person always do the set list, or is it by committee?
You know, we could co-produce a cup of tea. All five of us sat there wrangling it into place.
Really?
I say Pot leads the charge in terms of he's the first one to grab that nettle that is the set list conversation.
I would say, though, that for the first time since we put out Seldom Seen Kid, it's the first time it's a set list that isn't predominantly that album.
Which is,
I mean, it makes sense if you've got lots of people paying to come and see you. You want to make sure they get their favourite songs.
Yeah.
Whereas this is an opportunity to shake it up a bit and to play stuff that people that were right there at the beginning might like.